When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back in as The Drive is live on a Thursday, as the big voice man said. We're at the Willowbrook location, and letting you know, if you're on the way in here or you're in the building and you have not gotten a ticket, for our raffle, we are going to hook somebody up with our first prize, an autographed football by Jayden Higgins. Our first prize, get your ticket in our raffle box. We will be doing that as soon as this segment ends. As soon as this segment ends, we will find out who will be our first winner. So go ahead and put one in. Later on in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got an autographed helmet, Stafford's own, Jalen Petrie. You could win that game-size helmet autographed by Jalen Petrie coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. All you got to do is get a ticket, put it in our raffle box, and you have a chance to be a winner. A lot of people had some thoughts on the cup. A lot of people had some thoughts on the old Stanley Cup. That
I guarantee they did.
Some good, some with you. Pick your battles, LOL, Clint. Someone said my wife does the same damn thing, and now she's teaching my daughter how to be the same kind of woman.
My daughter's got two as well.
You're right, Clint. My wife has like six of these cups, and they don't fit in the cabinets.
That's a good point. They don't fit in the cabinets. They don't fit in the cup holders. They don't fit in no dishwasher. Yeah. I mean, and they ain't that damn cool. That's the thing.
I mean, yeah, I enjoy them. They're not bad. Someone texted in my favorite. The big Stanley Cups are for women. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I like them.
Come to think about it, I think Ron's the first man I've seen with one.
Well, I guess. I've seen a lot of gentlemen.
But that is not the big handle one, though.
That's not a big handle one.
You got the upgraded expensive version of the old green Gatorade squeezy that everybody used to carry around.
Yeah. I think any color, any size.
Yeah.
Handle, Yeti, Stanley,
I don't know
whatever.
I don't think I've
male or women.
I've not seen a man carrying around the big Stanley.
Well, I don't think you're out looking for him.
I'm not because they annoy me, so I don't want to see him.
Stanley with a Stanley,
yeah. Tyler, you got a big handle Stanley?
I got a couple of them, yeah.
The Stanley or the Yeti?
Both. I'm versatile. Yeti,
yeah,
Stanley, tiny beers, whatever.
Yeah, I got Yeti
too. Tiny beers.
Yeah. See, Tyler, he wouldn't be saying that like, hey, let's go out on the river and fill that bad boy up with about three Coors Lights.
Yeti. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd want me a Yeti if that was the case. You are correct.
That big old thing, because I'm telling you.
It's the cup holder for me.
I've done that a lot.
I have to.
I have done that a lot. Cornhole tournaments I go to. Shout out to the folks, and I will bring one of them big boys over here and drink out of that thing. All right, Clint, we got to get to this. Tyler, your old dude, Jimbo Fisher. I don't know if this is – he's trying to make a run to coaching again. I don't know what Jimbo's thinking. But Clint brought it up yesterday, talking about Lane Kiffin's got to be the most disliked guy in college football. He's got multiple things going. He's got the thing with the kid at Washington, and now he's also got the thing with him going back and forth each round that Ole Miss makes it about guys who can coach and who cannot coach at Ole Miss during these playoff games. Here is Jimbo Fisher. He was on SEC Network, and, I mean, I forgot who else was on the set. But whoever the other guys on the set, Clint, they all laid out. You can see Jimbo needed to get this off his chest. Here's Jimbo Fisher on Lane Kiffin.
Now, it's selfish. That's what it is. It's stupid. And because here's why I say that. He wanted a coach and thought he didn't get his way. So everybody get on the plane with me. You don't have a job. All right? And he makes them all go. Then he gets down there and takes a PR hit. Because it looks bad that you really don't care about the kids. Then he says, okay, you can go back. But here's where he screwed up.
He thought they were going to lose.
He thought they were going to lose to Georgia. Exactly. And then the portal thing was all over with, and it was going to be all over with. And he said, okay, I'll look like a hero. Yeah. Now he's got egg on his face because the real Lane came back out. You know what I'm saying? And if those guys were allowed to coach the first game, they should be allowed to coach the fourth. Because those guys are doing – those kids are doing something that you get one time in your life to ever do.
Literally.
That team and those guys, one time. And as a coach – listen, I know I've left a job. I get that. But if you took them on and said they're never coming back, that's fine. You set the rules of the game. You don't change the rules in the middle of the game. And as a coach, it's hurting the kids and it pisses me off.
Pisses him straight off.
Hey.
Hey, you ain't lying, Clint. They can't stand his ass. Jared Tyler said, yeah, and that's when – and you know as soon as Jimbo got to talking that fast, when I watched it, I said, let's hopefully he gets all these words out.
Clown.
Jimbo is
Somebody was in his ear going, you got a minute. You got 1 minute.
No, they wasn't. That's just Jimbo. He got pissed off.
Read it off sliced
Jimbo,
bread.
Hey, he said, and you see what happened, Tyler? The real Lane came out, see? That like
showed you the true colors right there, see?
They cannot stand Lane's ass.
Now, over here, I got an 84 Honda you're going to want to take a look at.
And that dismount up, and it pisses me off.
Clown eggs.
Hey, real quick. You think Lane's regretting this decision at all?
Hell no.
Don't think so about staying at Ole Miss?
Nope. Nope. I think he blames it on the AD. I think anything that's going on, I think he blames on the AD. I think he wanted to stay. He wanted to coach. The AD said, no, thank you. I got to live in this city, and your ass is up out of here going to LSU. And then I think they got in a room and said, okay, what is our best bet? Well, you need to keep the offensive play caller. Call him and see if he'll at least stay. Somebody that – get him on board. Make him ask Lane, hey, Lane, I'd like to go back and help these boys, and do you mind if I go? And I guarantee that's how it worked. I don't think he feels bad. He's making more money. He's gonna have Ole Miss got a chance to win a championship right now. LSU's gonna have a chance to win several of them.
Yeah, but don't you think he had a chance to win several of them at Ole Miss?
No.
You don't think Lane had a chance to win? Because from what I heard, Ole Miss was gonna try to pay him, was gonna match. What LSU was paying. I don't know if they had the complete resources, but they had good enough resources. I mean, what was Lane calling himself? The Portal King or something like that? And he was but he was getting dudes. Like, that's a big reason of why Ole Miss is right here. I don't know, boy. I don't know if he's thinking to himself like, man, that's a job I would have quit. Not fired, probably. More than likely I would have quit because they'd be happy with me. And damn, I didn't think these dudes was going to actually win these games. And look at this—they out here winning this, and they winning without me. So I don't know, man. He was going to make some cash, like be down there, be comfortable. Like, he knows it. He watched Brian Kelly. Like, I mean, obviously he has confidence in himself, but this can get fired at LSU real quick if he just does what he has traditionally done at Ole Miss, he'll get fired. At LSU, like, I mean, like this year.
Well, if he does, I know what you mean. You mean if his results are what he did it at, yeah, no, I agree.
Consistently at this time.
It takes you 6 years to compete for a title. Yeah, yeah. I would say that'll get you fired at LSU. The thing is, if Lane does at LSU what he did at Ole Miss, the players are going to be significantly better year in, year out, and I think he's going to compete and win national championships.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Yeah, obviously I think he's got the ability to compete for championships at LSU, but it just feels like to me right now in this kind of era of college football, I feel like Lane's going to get players wherever Lane is. Like, I mean, going to get great players. Like, He's not in Louisiana, but Mississippi's a pretty good state that he's getting a lot of guys from. And the portal, like, it feels like Lane at Mississippi or at LSU is going to get good enough players year in and year out to compete. It's just now he's at a place where the damn expectations are way higher than they.
I think it's significantly easier, even if it's a level playing field and you got the same amount of money at both places. I think it's significantly easier to convince people, 18 to 23 year olds, to, hey man, come to Baton Rouge in Oxford, Mississippi. Absolutely. Absolutely.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I like Oxford.
I mean, I don't dislike either one of them. But I just think
I don't love Oxford, but I like it. It's a good time.
I had some good times there. I tell you what, Baton Rouge.
What a problem. Been there once. All right, coming up as we continue, we gotta look at something that hopefully now that we know we heard from the player himself will change, and hopefully look different from what we saw in the final game for the Texans to this game. And Dan Orlowski, oh Dan. I think it got away from Dan, and he started talking about Arch Manning, and it just got completely away from Dan. We'll let you hear what he had to say coming up next.
Drive's busting this day open.
Busting wide the hell open, ain't it?
And we're telling him to bring it back.